Hey everybody, it's Eric Clark again. I'm going to talk about one of the stocks that we recently added to the brand's portfolio Thursday, January 11th. Let's talk food. We're all addicted to food. Let's talk pizza. We all love pizza. If you follow me on Twitter or have seen me on Instagram or looked at my little fun personal website, culinary-cowboy.com, you'll know that I love food. I love pizza. I make my own dough. I make my own pizzas using a pizza steel and a 500 degree oven. So I have to say, this is one of those instances where I would have to be starving to order a Domino's pizza. We do on occasion with kids. It's the easiest convenient approach to doing that. That's, you know, that matters. Lots of families will just opt for a quick or go on the app for Domino's and order a bunch of pizzas, get some good savings and get pizza delivered for a birthday party, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, pizza is an important category for food and, you know, pizza and hamburgers tend to be the most popular meals for most consumers around the world. In fact, and Domino's pizza is the largest pizza company in the world by total sales. It's a franchise model primarily founded in 1960, so it's been around a long, long time. I have very fond memories of driving for Domino's Pizza when I was in high school. It was a fun job. All my buddies worked there. I loved Domino's Pizza back then, but I didn't know any better from a good New York crisp, thin crust pizza back in the day. But logic says that if you're an important leading business in an important spending category, food, fast casual, pizza, you're probably a pretty good business. And if you're a pretty good business, generally speaking, you're probably a pretty good stock if you're a public company. And that would be true with Domino's Pizza. Since the IPO in July of 04, the stock's annualized 23.5% versus just under 10% on the S&P. So double the return of the market over a long period of time. Doesn't happen in a straight line. Very few companies do. Even NVIDIA, great NVIDIA, tends to have some corrections along the way. Domino's is no different. But over the last couple of years, it's actually lagged. And this is, Domino's is one of the names that we own, similar to a Live Nation or an Amazon or even a Visa, certainly a Nike, and there are a few others that have lagged over the last couple of years, but pre-COVID tended to outperform pretty handily. And so, you know, first thing you have to do when you analyze a business like that is decide, is there something different with the business that's made it so it shouldn't outperform in the future? If yes, then avoid the stock. If no, maybe there's an opportunity. And so when I look at Domino's, really 2022 was the big culprit. The stock was down like 38% versus 18 on the S&P, as most growth stocks and certainly things that are smaller in market cap, they really obviously struggled in 2022. So we think the stock is going to get back to the string of outperforming over time. The chart looks pretty compelling. Typically, you know, when I used to trade for a living, one of my rules was if you see a stock, particularly a good company, have a waterfall decline, that waterfall decline will generally get retraced. We've retraced about 50% of that so far. I think we tend to retrace, you know, kind of 80 to 100% before you have real resistance. So just to get back to where the stock was at the peak, there's some good potential returns upcoming, but we do need some fundamental drivers. And I think we have some with Domino's. So, you know, what we're seeing with the business is, you know, as every business, for whatever reason, certain periods of time, certain sales metrics, operating metrics, margins, free cash flow, et cetera, dip. And usually the stock underperforms when they dip. And if you can identify a mean reversion opportunity in those operating metrics, you can generally identify a mean reversion in the stock. And, you know, that's kind of, again, what we see for Domino's Pizza. We do see, you know, Operating margins are almost back to normal in the 18-20% range. The quarterly revenue trajectory took a little step back and is now looks to be troughed and kind of curling up. Net income is already inflected higher. Revenue trough already looks to be in. And, you know, EPS peaked in late 2018 and is now inflected higher off of the 2022 trough. So we do see better margins and operating metrics ahead. And there's certainly one potential catalyst with the third-party deal that they did with Uber Eats, I think, for a year. If it goes good, maybe they stay with Uber Eats. If not, they'll open it up to DoorDash and all the other ones. But, you know, traditionally it's been carry out versus either call or go on the app and get it delivered by a Domino's employee. And now you have this other avenue through third party, these platforms, food delivery platforms. So that's a, you know, that's a, management has said that's a $3 billion opportunity added to sales over the next 5 years or so. And so that's certainly going to be meaningful, even if in the short term there's some marketing costs and partnership costs and, you know, maybe lower margins because there's another partner in there that needs to get paid. But all in all, it's still going to be better for overall metrics with an outsource partner as well. And so, you know, Domino's has been thriving on this value and convenience story for a very long time. But, you know, if you just widen the lens a little bit and just look at the business, very little, 288 companies are actually company-owned. That's almost 6,500 are franchised in the U.S., headed to 8,000. And there's about 13,000, almost 500 international stores. So there's about, you know, 21,000 or so stores in about 90 markets around the world. China and India is a big growth driver. I really love the India story. I'm not a big fan of China in general. Company, you know, non-China brands that go into China were doing really well until their government decided to turn on their own companies as well as international companies. So it's a very odd strategy if your goal is to grow a country, but it is what it is. So in the end, you know, we think 2024 to 27 will be a much better experience for the stock and for the store growth. The company has said that they can grow, you know, another 1,100 plus annual stores, which obviously adds to sales, adds to net income, and adds to free cash flow. And, you know, we think same store sales globally is about 3%. That's tends to be the norm with about 7-8% global sales growth. So there's a lot of potential upside. I even think, you know, if you compare Domino's to McDonald's and Chipotle, there's some more profitability to squeeze out of this business model. I know management has talked about it. You know, proof is in the pudding, obviously, but to me, they are still maybe under-earning a little bit. The average Domino's does about $1.3 million in sales. You know, it's a small little box, so it's got to be cheaper to build and cheaper to maintain, all in, as you know, versus a Chipotle. The average store does almost $3 million. McDonald's $3.5 million, and you know, there's 20,000 stores for Domino's. There's about 40,000 stores for McDonald's, excuse me, and about 3,200 stores for Chipotle. So Chipotle is, you know, obviously has been the big performer because of store growth and profitability per store. But, you know, Chipotle at a $62 billion market cap with $9.5 billion of sales, and a McDonald's at, you know, $213 billion of market cap with $25 billion of sales, compared to a Domino's at $14.5 billion in market cap and $4.5 billion. So basically half the sales of a Chipotle with a heck of a lot less value in the market cap. So with similar operating margins, honestly, it's just, you know, Chipotle is a very important streamlined business that's experiencing great growth. So I think there's some underestimation around Domino's. And I think, you know, from what I've seen thus far in my research with the team, management understands there's a lot of opportunity in the model, increasing the model, et cetera. So, you know, end of the day, we still like it. We like the setup. maybe it we hold it for 6 months, maybe we'll hold it for a year, maybe we'll hold it for five. You know, this tends to be, you know, let's say the market pulls back a little bit from here and some tech or some higher growth consumer discretionary pulls back to attractive levels. Domino's, TJ Maxx, maybe a few others could certainly be used as a source of funds if I want to get more beta, more exposed to higher growth brands on sale. But for now, we feel really comfortable owning the stock, seeing 20 to 30% upside. And then lastly, you know, as you may know, we look at style factors. You know, what can we extract? What data can we extract from each business? What operating metrics? So we know where we're exposed. And this business has a high return on invested capital that tends to backtest pretty well from a performance perspective. They have been pretty good at buying back shares. It scores very high at 94th percentile on the change of outstanding share count over the last 3 years. They've been, you know, slightly anemic on the growth over the last 3 years, but over the last 5 years, growth has been pretty good, scores really well, 91% scoring on the, you know, cost of goods sold. So they've reduced costs internally, which tends to push metrics back up in forward reporting categories and quarters. And so it has this stable, predictable earnings grower, which is great for this kind of environment. And again, it's lagged over the last couple of years relative to how it tends to do from a stock performance perspective. So if there's a catalyst, if the business is still doing well and still relevant, we think it will play catch up to the back towards the long-term trend. Maybe not, you know, 20%+. But all I care about is that it starts to beat the market again. And I think we have the prescription in place to be able to do that. So that's why we like Domino's Pizza. And we'll do some more. Earnings season is just beginning right now. So we look forward to doing more updates on all the stocks that we own. Thanks.